I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. A fellow just recently moved from New Jersey to New York City, and he called up with a whole list of questions that people have when they move into a new home: where to place the mezuzahs in the house, how to kosher the kitchen, where to place the zecher l'churban, whether the railings on their house satisfy the requirement of having a ma'akeh. And one of the questions that he had was whether he's allowed to use the sink water on Shabbos. Now, what could be the problem with using sink water on Shabbos, and why would it make a difference the fact that he moved to New York City? We learned in today's daf, Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Tes, Amud Beis, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, Amar Ze'iri, Nosin Adam Yayin Salul, a person is allowed to place clear wine, Umayim Sulim, and clear water, L'tucha Mishameres B'Shabbos, into a strainer on Shabbos, Ve'ene Choshish, there's no concern. One of the Malachos on Shabbos, one of the 39 Malachos on Shabbos is Borer, is separating the good from the bad, specifically using a vessel that's meant to separate, miraked straining. But here you're sifting, you're straining, you're filtering the water, you're filtering the wine. But since it's clear, says the Gemara, in Echoshes, there's no concern. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Yotes, Sif Yud, Yayin, Omayim, Sheim, Sulim, if you have water or wine that's clear, Mutter, Lesanin, and Meshameres, you're allowed to filter them with a strainer on Shabbos, and explains the Ramah. The Afal Pishi Yeshbo Kismen Dakin, even though it has some particles of dirt, even though it's a little bit dirty, since you're comfortable drinking that water, even though it's a little bit dirty, you're allowed to place it through a strainer, you're allowed to filter it, because that's not considered borer, that's not considered separating, because those particles are really insignificant. You are comfortable drinking the water without the filter, you're allowed to filter that water on Shabbos. Now this fellow, when he lived in New Jersey, there was no problem with the water. He may have wanted to filter the water in his house, maybe not. But since it would be okay to drink the water without the filter, there wouldn't be a problem in Shabbos in filtering that water. However, there are many rabbis, there are many poskim that are of the opinion that the tap water in New York City has a problem of bugs. There are some very small bugs that you find in the tap water in New York City. There's a discussion, there's a big discussion among the poskim about whether this would pose a problem of eating bugs or drinking bugs. But this fellow, his rabbi, told him that there would be a problem and he's supposed to place a filter in his house. But now his question is, since he wouldn't drink the water from the sink without the filter, would there now be a problem of borer whenever he wants to drink the water from the sink? So the truth is that there are some poskim that do say that. There are poskim that argue that you're not allowed to open up the sink in order to drink the water on Shabbos, since there's going to be a filtration process, there's going to be a malacha done on Shabbos. However, there are other poskim that argue. Many people have the practice to be lenient in this matter, and they do feel comfortable using sink water that has a filter even on Shabbos, even though they wouldn't drink the water without the filter. And that is, there are really multiple reasons. One of the reasons argued is that borer is only a problem when, out of personal preference, you want to separate the good from the bad. There's something which you personally decide you don't like, and you want to create that separation, you want to be borer. However, in this case, personally, you don't really care about those bugs. They're minuscule, you're not aware of them, you won't see them, you won't notice them, personally, you don't care. However, you're aware of the halacha. And because of a halachic reasoning, because of Isser v'Heter, you decide to filter the water, that's not considered a separation. There are other arguments as well. Some argue that since you can't get the water without going through the filter, even when you're not interested, even when you're not interested in filtering the water, when you're washing your hands, still it goes through the filter. You can't get the water without that. Therefore, there wouldn't be an issue of borer, even though in the circumstances you are interested in the filter. There are another argument from the Chazon Ish that since you use this filter, it's not the point that you can't get water without the filter, but since you use this filter, even not for borer purposes, there wouldn't be a problem with borer. So as I'm saying, there are multiple reasons, multiple arguments why it wouldn't be a problem, and there's really a dispute. Some poskim say, regardless, each one of these reasons isn't sufficient, and it would be a problem on Shabbos, while others, and many, have the practice to be lenient on this matter.